This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to USAPrepares.com. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I've got a personal disclaimer. Dr. Shealy, Dr. Norm Shealy, was supposed to be on today, and apparently Missouri is seeing a lot of flash flooding going on, and he won't be able to make it. I literally got a call from Vince a half an hour ago, so if I run out of material, you'll hear me singing 1970s disco songs. I already told Jason, who's engineering the program, and thank you, Jason, in Minnesota, to make sure he's not hearing things, because when I sing, I sound like a wounded moose with its foot stuck in the mud. And you can usually market those skills to Alaskan outfitters for wolf hunting. So, all pun aside, Dr. Shealy will not make it this week. And I'm going to monologue today. Tomorrow, Vince and I are going to get together and talk about preparedness. We're going to talk ideas and solutions. We're going to talk about building a database of business, of commerce, using people who are into, who are patriots, who are Americans, who want to live off the land. And we're going to talk about all these ideas and solutions. You know, as you regular listeners know, I live off the grid. And I think teaching people about nature and self-sufficiency is, and tangibility, common sense, logic, is so important today because there's so much uncertainty. And I read an article, I don't know if it's one of the articles I'm going to talk about today, but they're going to really start rationing electricity and power to the people, because they, one of the main agendas, which you've heard me talk about the agenda many times, is depopulation. That's one of the reasons population expanded over the, over several decades, especially post-World War II, is because we had new technologies, new innovations, new access to energy. Well, the powers that be want to reduce or eliminate that. So we need to talk about buying land, you know, from the micro and the macro benefits of buying tangible land and the skill sets. You know, when people say that they live off-grid, it almost doesn't do the definition justice, because most people associate that with not being hooked up to corporate electricity. Obviously, there's a lot more than that, because with me living off-grid, I bet I've visited at least 200 homes that live off-grid. Everybody does it differently. Depends on their skill sets, on their capital resources, on what kind of land they have. Are they going to, do they have a stream where they can have hydro? Most people have solar. Some people have wind or supplemental wind. Depends on your battery bank, the size of your batteries, how many amp hours you have, how many watts of solar panels you have, how many appliances you have. And that's almost analogous to how rugged you're willing to live, et cetera, et cetera. So all these things we can talk about in more detail. The importance of raising animals. Raising animals to produce food, you know, like the chicken. I've had chickens in Montana now. I've been living on this property for about 15 years. I've had chickens the whole time. Now, if I didn't have guard dogs, I wouldn't have chickens, I wouldn't have goats, I wouldn't even have a carrot in the garden because of all the grizzlies and things that I have here. But if you combine them all, think about the lack of waste of food. You know, between the dogs like Great Pyrenees and goats and chickens and a compost pile, I have zero waste, zero. The only thing that pretty much goes in the garbage is glass, which is not much of that these days. And we'll talk, and we can talk about hunting and fishing. We can talk about canning and preserving foods, handgun defense. I think our Constitution right now and our Bill of Rights is just so important to discuss financial counseling in our economy so you can understand what equity, principal, interest, amortization schedules are. I think it's important to know about wild, edible, and medicinal plants, which I've been harvesting for many years. It's not something you just send your kid out the back door to pick greens for your salad. It takes knowledge, it takes skill sets, and there's consequences regarding what you choose. And some consequences could be deadly, so you have to do your reading and research on them. And speaking of plants, I think it's so important to know about nutrition. When I interviewed Dr. Norm Shealy in the past, we talk a lot about nutrition and many subsets underneath that. I think it's so important right now to talk about homeschooling ideas. And, of course, gardening slash farming in general is extremely important. So that's what we'll be talking about with Vince tomorrow. And hopefully we can give you some good information. I just think it's really important to start a database right now of like-minded people. And not just for commerce, but it could also be for people who might not have the capital resources to buy a piece of land. In other words, maybe they don't have enough money to buy the piece of land that they want. Now, let's say we create a database like this, and we get contacts from Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue. I know I use those names a lot, but, you know, there's a reason why I do, because Tom, Dick, and Harry has always been the analogous names from the 60s and 70s that people have used. So, let's say Tom, Dick, and Harry says, well, I can't afford a piece of land, but I really want to live off the grid. I really want to expand my skill set. I really want to eat nutritional food. So let's say Jane is an expert in gardening, and she knows about the importance of getting heirloom open pollinated seeds. So we get Jane into the picture, and let's say Tom can't afford it, but Jane can't afford it. But let's say Sue is an older person, and she's established, and she has a little more capital resources, but she doesn't want to put in the labor. So what we do is we're going to create a database of getting like-minded individuals together that want to work with each other, and everything will be on contract, in paper, no surprises, and we basically consult with the Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue's, combining skill sets, cross-training, and creating goals and dreams to come true, because I think everybody, every baby in the forest can realize now that living in urban, suburban America, especially these blue states, are very dangerous places to be, especially when you have the Bill Gates and Bezos and people of that ilk in the world buying up all the land, whether it be ranch land, farmland, and it's going to make resources, food, and health a lot tougher to find. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow, me and Vince, and we'll welcome your calls, which I've been, for the last few months now, I've been really trying hard to give as much information to the public as possible. And I'm going to continue to do that. I'm looking at my my database here and all the articles that I am going to discuss with you. So pardon me if I'm not as fluid, but like I said, Vince literally called me a half an hour ago, and I really thought I was going to interview Dr. Norm Shealy, and because of the flash floods in Missouri, obviously that didn't happen. So I'm going to start out before I mention articles, news articles. Let's talk about winning or losing. Let's say we were playing a five-card poker game. Five cards, it doesn't matter. It's just a five-card poker game. And let's say one guy has enough official authorities and crooked media behind him to create alibis and excuses. And this one guy, we can call him Joe, doesn't matter. Let's say he has more than five cards. He has a card up each sleeve. He has a card in his waist belt. He has a card in his pocket. But he won the game. See, what's happening in America today is we no longer have legitimacy of official authorities and experts. That means there's no value. When you have no value in big corporations, in your government, because there's so much proof that certain people at the top of these institutions literally sold you out for the benefit of only representing the elite, you have to start thinking outside the box. And we've been talking on this show. I've been on the air for 10 years. I've been on Vince's show for the majority of that. And we talk about preparedness. We talk about ideas and solutions. We talk about consulting other people on what type of land to buy, what's going to be the best options for you. And I think, and I get a lot of contacts from people. I had a young man, 28 years old, contact me a few days ago. Long story short, he wanted to know what to do. I get calls from people all the time saying, Rich, I can't get a job. They say I'm white. They say I'm male. They say I'm heterosexual. They say all this stuff. They say I cannot get a job. They will not hire me. And we've talked about this in great detail and specificity for years. So what do you do when the agenda is depopulation, reducing and eliminating supply and demand, eliminating cash, eliminating the Federal Reserve note, and eliminating prosperity and the ability to control your own destiny? I only have one thing to say right now, because America is so corrupt. I think people can realize that when you look at the agenda, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, everything being delegitimized, academia, work. We look at all the fraud that's happened. We're asking ourselves, what happened to our military? Do they still take the word oath? Does duty still mean anything, or is it in question? So people don't know where to go when they see the bankers, the politicians, healthcare workers, politicians being installed, who are obviously not elected. Courts, judges, lawyers, votes, elections. People can see that we're not in a left-right paradigm. It's an authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical communist insurrection. 200 million people can't come up with $1,000. That's where we're at. And this is why we're pushing land and self-sufficiency. I'll be right back after the break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And again, Dr. Sheely will not be on today. Apparently, there's some flash floods in Missouri, and that has detained him from coming on the show. So I just wanted to remember, well, before I even go to that, I just want to remind everybody that Vince and I will be on tomorrow. And we're going to talk about preparedness, ideas, and solutions, creating databases, talking about the importance of buying land, living on land, and being self-sufficient. Because, as I was mentioning in my rant before the break, as we've left the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we've entered an authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical, communist insurrection where the middle class is being eliminated and every beneficiary is only for the elite. That includes rules, laws, accountability, the whole works. And we see a situation where there's no consumer confidence, no consumer trust in the system. It's about as low as you can get, and probably as low as it's ever been in the history of America. And commerce, a economy, future prosperity, opportunity is being extremely limited, and you're getting a job based on what group you're in, not merit. So no more merit for advancement or opportunities. It's just based on your group pretty much 100% right now. And if you disagree, they're going to throw every divide and conquer strategy at you. But if you're willing to snitch, tattletale, or sell out your fellow Americans for the benefit of the elite, you have an opportunity of getting one or two more crumbs. So the whole world has seen the obvious overwhelming election fraud, the election heist, and the whole world knows it. Everybody saw it. So this means America, its rule of law and constitution, means very little. They're going after free speech. They're going after all the Bill of Rights, despite over a million people, soldiers, combat soldiers, giving our life for these freedoms and liberties. So again, the beneficiaries will only go to the people who already have theirs. And that's why you hear so many celebrities and athletes who have signed on the dotted line of being bought and paid for and throwing the people under the bus. That's why they have theirs. So the bottom 93% of income earners will no longer have representation. Freedom, liberty, justice, democracy, rule of law, protection, rights, and restitution of the rule of law, gone. So, I want to remind everybody, what America has called countries in the past, banana republics, what did that mean? It means that it's a failed state. And what I try and do, the reason why I give a lot of objective facts, I give articles published in the public domain, is because I'm not big on theories, speculation, hoaxes, propaganda, false flags, lies. This is the information given to us by the mainstream media and other sources to keep the people in the dark. What we try to do is give objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion so you know what's coming. And that's why 99% of my sources, again, are published articles in the public domain. And I use that as a disclaimer in a sense because some of what's happening is so surreal, so illegal, so fraudulent, so corrupt, so hysterical. You have to open your mind to see all the fraud that they're throwing at us to deceive us. I'll be right back, folks.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
17 executive orders later, House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, is giving President Biden low marks after his first week in office, arguing only America's adversaries are benefiting from his executive orders. It's Russia, China, our adversaries who are benefiting, not the American people, he said of Biden's executive orders. China continues to force its will on Taiwan, this time Taiwan airspace on Sunday by flying 15 fighter jets between mainland Taiwan and the Pratas Islands in the South China Sea. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador announced Sunday evening that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Obrador tweeted that he has mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. The NFL Super Bowl teams have been determined. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be played February 7th on CBS. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Super Bowl 55 is now set up as an old guard versus new guard in the National Football League. For the first time in history, the Super Bowl will feature a team that is home to the game site, Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most appearances in the game. With the Bucs win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The game will also set a record for the lowest attended Super Bowl thanks to COVID-19. Capacity at the 65,000-seat stadium will be capped at 22,000 fans. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment update with Jeremy Scott.
9 members of Congress appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate Monday night. Impeachment Manager Representative Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania tells CNN State of the Union she expects the timeline for the upcoming trial to move quicker than the previous impeachment trial, which lasted 21 days.
I do respect that it is up to the Senate to place those rules. I would expect it would go faster. I believe that this impeachment trial, I hope conviction, ultimate disqualification, are the very first powerful steps toward unity and our country moving forward.
The Senate's trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and Dr. Norm Shealy will not be in because of flash floods in Missouri. So Vince called me a half an hour before the show and said, you're monologuing. I said, okay, so here we go. And after I'm done with my rants, I'm going to go into articles and news that are updated information. And before the break ended, I was talking about how what America used to call banana republics, which it looks like we are one. And the answer is a failed state. And I know a lot of people were calling for and I read even my comments is based on published articles in the public domain. I read so much about how so many people were expecting martial law, forensic checks on ballots and machines. And it's really a shame because I've been reading and talking to a lot of military and recently retired military. And the common consensus is by reading and listening is that our top brass is bought and paid for. That words like duty, code, honor, and oath now have gone to the highest bidder. In other words, we are now a country run by foreign powers. To put it a different way, the people in charge that could have did forensic checks on our ballots and machines to create authenticity, consumer confidence, and trust in our most sacred elections. What they've done is just spit on all the graves of the 1+ million combat soldiers who gave their life for this country. Today's soldiers are asking themselves, what are they doing there? Who are they fighting for? They're saying, should they rip their American flag off their uniform, off their shoulder and chest, and put a dollar sign in replacement? Our military was supposed to be our last line of defense for the rule of law and the Constitution. But if that's gone, if nobody's willing to do investigations, look at evidence, how do you think our special forces feel, guys? People who gave everything to give up their life for this country. I want you to think about those poor guys who have the Navy SEALs, the Green Berets, the Rangers, all the special forces. Think about what they're thinking right now. You know, I had a friend call me the other day and I was watching a movie about baseball, believe it or not. And I know it's football season, I don't even care. I have not watched a game, I have not watched a playoff game, and I do not plan on watching the Super Bowl. I know who's in it, but I just don't care. Just don't care. Because they're mostly sellouts for their own personal benefit against the American people. So think about, I gave this a quick baseball analogy to this friend of mine who called, and what started the conversation is he sent out an article on Dr. Simone Gold, you know, frontline doctors talking about basically the hoaxes of masks and the COVID agenda. And as you always hear me say, it is a real virus. It is a bioweapon, mostly because of the timing and the agenda. It's 1% virus, 99% agenda for the reset to take away our freedoms, our liberty, our rule of law, constitution, and either buy everybody out at the top levels or blackmail them. So going back to this baseball analogy, let's say there was a scoreboard operator. Let's say his name was Joe. I guess it could be Chuck. Oh, that would be sexist, so let's create a female name. Oop, can't say female anymore. Sorry, my bad. But let's just say, let's call her. Oop, is her a proper pronoun? Oops, my bad. But let's call that third scoreboard operator. Let's say her name was Nancy. And let's say that the red team, let's call it the red team versus the blue team, because God forbid, oop, I said God, oop, my apologies, my bad. But a team's name and the mascot generic name at the end wasn't a politically correct verb, noun, or adjective. So let's just say the red team. And yes, I am being facetious here as well, but I'm also making a point. Let's say the red team scores 12 runs in 9 innings. The blue team scores 2 votes. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant runs. Pardon me. I misspoke. But let's say that the scoreboard operator named Joe, Chuck, or Nancy changes the votes. I mean the runs. Pardon me. See, I keep misspeaking here. Let's say they change the runs electronically because all the scoreboards are electronic today, right? So let's say even though the red team scored 12 runs and the blue team scored 2 runs, the electronic scoreboard operator said the blue team won by 5-4. Let's say there was thousands, millions of witnesses, plenty that would sign affidavits. There's videos. You can see the TV literally flipping the votes, I mean the runs, live time. Let's say you took this to court. You talked to the judges, the baseball commissioner. You brought in the umpires. You brought in people in the stands, people who were watching live on TV. And the judges, the baseball commissioner, the umpires were all bought and paid for a blackmail and said they're not willing to see the evidence. Would baseball have any more credibility, any more validity? Would people continue to watch the game? I don't think so. Bread and circuses, right, folks? Part of the distractions. I've given thousands over the 10 years of evidence and examples of distractions, dumbing down, and divide and conquer strategies. Now people can see it, can't they? But you know what else I also talk about? I talk about ideas and solutions. Me and Vince do that all the time. In fact, everybody on USAPrepares.com spends a lot of time on ideas and solutions. We don't always say ideas and solutions, but we talk about them. Well, here's a really good idea and solution. And I'm going to call out Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, Mike Lindell, Lynn Wood. Come on, Lynn. You've been bashed more than anybody. Steve Bannon, Alex Jones, all the people on alternative media. Here's a great idea. I've been calling for 5 years for a We the People Patriot Party, a constitutional party. Doesn't matter which one of those three names that you use. Don't care if you use any of them. I've been saying this for years. Let's have, if the courts are bought and paid for, if our judges, lawyers, and courts have sold out and only represent the elite, that's called betrayal, folks. Let's have our own public opinion trial. Giuliani, Powell, Ellis, Lindell, Wood, Bannon, Jones, all you guys. Let's come out to Montana to a private venue on a ranch, bring Right Side Broadcasting out here. We have enough evidence to have a trial, to have a hearing, to see who really won the election. Instead of all this election fraud and the powers that be literally threatening law-abiding citizens against free speech. Let's come to Montana, go to a private ranch. I only have 40 acres left here. I would let you use my property, but I don't think it'll be enough. Let's have a private venue hearing that goes public on the internet. Steve Bannon's got his servers. Alex Jones got his servers. America, AON has its servers. We have, God, I think Newsmax might have their own servers. I think we have a lot of different choices on, you know, Zero Hedge, I think, has its own servers. I think Breitbart has its own services. The Daily Caller might. Citizen Free Press, I believe they do now. Mike Adams on Natural Health News, great website. The Gateway Pundit, awesome. There's no way they can block all of it unless they just eliminate the internet. This is what we should do. This is a solution for we the people. Let's have, I've given probably over 1,250 different objective facts on election fraud. And I can't even count how much evidence. It's out there. We all have it. We have the affidavits. We have the witnesses. We have the videos. We have the photos. We have the audio. Let's have a real hearing, a real trial to decide who won at a public venue in Montana. Greg Gianforte, line it up. This would work. This would work. So what I'm going to do now, folks, is talk about more articles. And the first one is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wants Congress to stamp out First Amendment to stop false information from spreading. That's code for we don't want free speech. We don't want to teach or learn to the people. We want to eliminate truth and only make propaganda, lies, false flags, hoaxes, and gaslighting the norm to control thought, control votes, and that's where we are. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vince Finelli, and I'm going to go to the next article here. Mitch McConnell reportedly threatened President Trump, if you pardon Julian Assange, we are going to make it much more likely that we convict you. You see, folks, we don't have a rule of law. We have threats, blackmail, bribery. The little guy has no representation. And when I say little guy, I don't mean bottom 10%. I mean the bottom 93%, at least. Do you know that, and I'm reading the article right now, by the way, in August of 2014, Colombian authorities discovered 90 pounds of cocaine on a cargo ship owned by the Foremost Group, a Beijing-tied shipping company run by James Chow, who happens to be Mitch McConnell's father-in-law. The same person who gave cocaine Mitch and his wife, Elaine Chow, a $25 million gift. Are you connecting the dots, people? Next, in the first declassified Russian collusion document released, Christopher Steele admitted in September 2017 that he leaked this for the benefit of Hillary Clinton. And I am looking at an article right now. Actually, it's a D-class memo dated January 19th, 2021, very recent, talking about declassification materials to FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation. And basically, there's notes on it saying that the FBI has continued objections to any further declassifications of the materials. How does the people get truth? How does the people believe in the system when there's no more rule of law, where the people who are supposed to be instituting the rule of law looks the other way? You know those people who get paid by our tax dollars. Next article. Insider. Insider selling explodes to record highs as buybacks reemerge. And we've talked about that in a lot of detail. What stock buybacks are basically is to give the elite of those industries and companies, like CEOs, the ability to cash in stock options for no work, for no perceived value that's legitimate. What they do is they create more debt. They don't put the money into expansion or new products or new services or research and development or for new people, which are employees. Their goal is to boost earnings per share with new debt, which is usually sold to unsuspecting pension funds, and the executives cash, and are the beneficiaries, and the wealthy, the top few percent who can afford to buy those stocks, because there's less outstanding shares, so the price is going to go up, and they get to feather their own nest with increased value, and I'm using air quotes, or dividend production. But there's no value in this in the company. The company doesn't grow when you don't expand, when you don't invest in new products and services, into R&D, into new people and employees. It's all done for creative accounting. It's money shuffling for creative accounting, non-productive, non-earning purposes. It's not legitimate. Have you heard that term lately? Not legitimate? I've given so many talks about money coming out of thin air, the central banks, welfare for the rich, stock buybacks, fractional reserve lending, all this stuff. None of it's real. It's all a recalculated illusion. Okay. Next article. Biden inaugural video gets only 320 views on official White House YouTube channel. You can't make this stuff. Yeah. And Joe Biden won 81 million votes. Please send me a check. I have bridges for sale. They may be virtual bridges, but I have them for sale. Next article. Joe Biden's inaugural video is so unpopular, the official White House account has unlisted it from YouTube. Again, all published articles in the public domain. Not making this up. I'll be right back after the top of the hour break, folks. Thank you for being here.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.